Hey, what's up, friends? I've got another free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. The Patreon's been in the news because people, it's known as the Great Zaniac Exodus of 2022. Big dip in Patreon subscribers. This is the first time in my 3.5 years of doing this show that I've been like, uh-oh, this is it. This is the beginning of the end. That's my anxiety talking. Now, my great wife is like, oh, come on now. What are you doing? Get your head together. Get in there and do what you know how to do. So I'm like, I don't know. I want to cry. Yeah, so this is what it's called, the Great Zaniac Exodus of 2022. The audience is in a state of flux. I need those spots filled. If you like what you hear on my Patreon, or you're thinking, ah, what the hell? Let's give this guy a try, see what he can do. Throw $5 or $10 a month my way. If you donate that, I will give you 15 plus hours of content each and every week that you can listen to on your ride to work, during your run, while you're at work, whatever it may be. Doing stuff around the house, all there for you. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I ask for just a 1 month trial. Let me see if I can win you over. $5 or $10 a month, $5 all the audio, $10 the audio, the video, and the live streams. If you like it, you can let it ride month to month, or you have the option of paying for a full year and I will take 10% off. That's fair. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you. If you've contributed in the past, you're always welcome back. And the rest of you, I'm hoping to get you to sign up. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you. And enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane Recordings.
It's the Eric Zane Show. Welcome in. Show number 185. Julius is here. It has happened. Now remember, it's at this point that I say show number 185. So when I say it again later, you won't go, oh, man, we almost made it through without you mentioning it. Oh, gosh.
Well, now you're really bringing attention.
Well, absolutely. I have to, because it's at this time of the show when typically you might look at the computer, do your thing. You know, you're kind of tying loose ends together as we get started on the show. I want to get that out of the way now.
No good.
High today of 27 as the cold snap will end during the day today.
What does that mean?
That means that we haven't really been out of the teens for several days. It's 17 right now, but it's getting warm today with a high of 27.
It's supposed to be 43 tomorrow or something.
Yeah, and you know, Wednesday. It's going to start snowing today, so it actually will. There's a good chance your commute might be a disaster at some point. An area of moderate to heavy snow is moving into Ottawa County as we speak. As of 5:30 in the morning, may spread into western Kent County and northern Allegan County over the next hour. Travel on I-96 between Muskegon and GR will deteriorate with visibility to a quarter mile or less at times. So this is actually a pretty decent amount of snow, enough to mess up your travel. Roads may quickly become snow covered. Expect delays in the morning commute. Snow accumulation of an inch or more is likely in a short amount of time. Not necessarily going to shut the world down, but just be aware of it. And then it'll turn to rain as it starts to warm up. And then on through the week, pretty much normalizing, maybe down a little bit, but not the end of the world, just something to be thinking of. Back in here, after a day off on Friday to go to Florida for the AT Disney Marathon, getting together with these families and these kids that suffer from this terrible disease. And this is like the banquet and, you know, getting together. So I was there for that. And part of the thing we do is we gather up listeners, as we have for the last 10 years, and go down. We had about 25, 30 friends, family, and listeners together and their guests. So we took about 5-6 tables, having a good time at the banquet. And so these people plan on running like one of several races. They have like a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon on Saturday, and then a full marathon on Sunday. Some of those people run all those races, which is really, really...
Which one did you run?
I was supposed to run, Julius, the half marathon.
Oh.
So then, and it's never, there's never been an issue with weather. The only time that there was, it was weird, one year there was snow falling, which was.
That sucks.
It's not. It wasn't bad to run in. But
yeah,
it was,
but you leave Michigan to go to Florida. Yeah, like, oh, yeah, time to get out of this crap.
So then Saturday or Friday we're eating. And then actually earlier in the day at around lunchtime, they said, hey, they're suspecting thunder and lightning tomorrow morning. And I go, really? And as soon as they said that, I go, we won't race. There is no way if there's even a hint of it. They've probably already canceled it, and they're just holding on to it, trying to maybe just say, hey, look out. Because they were sending out notifications saying, Disney was saying, there is a strong chance of thunder and lightning. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, they'll run in any condition except thunder and lightning. If there's one strike within 10 miles, it's over.
Why?
They
don't want to get hit?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You know, yeah. And all
these, you guys are running around with like metal poles in your hand.
Yeah, I know. But still, there's 20,000 people. And they can't, you know, I mean, Disney, if one person gets hurt, it's a lawsuit. And they can't have that,
right?
You know. And the way they do it is they start the race at like 5:30 in the morning to get so that the race can be finished because you're running through the Disney property so that the day's tolls can get in and see the park. Although other people, there's thousands of people mm-hmm. go there every day. So they make it so you got one shot to get sent off on the course and then back. And if it doesn't go down, they don't delay it. They just cancel the damn race. And that's never happened before. So sure enough, 7 p.m. Friday, they sent out a notice that there is a 100% chance there's going to be thunder and lightning. So there's two options. Either get everybody out there that morning and then thunder and lightning and then send them home, which is a logistic nightmare. Or they start the race. If they start the race, so all these people spread out on the course, there's no way that they would be able to gather them up. And because they'd have to, oh, man, it could be a terrible, terrible thing. So they just wipe the whole thing clean. And so canceled. Some of those people who were running what they call the dopey, which is the 5K, 10K, the half, and the full, some of them in our group, they went out and ran anyway, like on their own.
There you go.
So, but what's interesting?
You didn't have that kind of motivation.
No. I think I did like 3 miles on a treadmill just to keep myself honest. But, you know, and I'm driving around the Disney property during the day and it did thunder and lightning. It was a big storm mm-hmm. that blew through, so they were right. And you're driving around Disney, and there's people who actually put their race bibs on. And they're running alone. I'm like, why? I mean, I get it. You want to stay true to whatever your goal was. But why are you putting all the gear on that says your race number and stuff like that?
I might as well. This is a waste of paper otherwise.
I guess. Okay.
Make you feel like you're really part of the race. Why not?
Maybe. Maybe that was it. But, yeah. And then they ran the full on yesterday. We took off. We flew. Ben, welcome in, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
Rumor has it you're under the weather. You're not feeling good.
Yeah, not too well.
What happened?
I don't know. I've been sick for about a week, maybe. It's just gotten worse.
Have you been sleeping?
A lot.
Like three jobs, right?
I have two. But yeah, I've been sleeping as much as possible, but it's not helping.
Oh, man. Ben is here still, despite that, putting the podcast together and all the other things that we expect him to do on the show. Ben, is it too much? Do you find yourself buried with things to do as you're in carrying out your duties?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You shouldn't have said that. Might have to add some things that you might be doing. He's like, I'm ready. Bring it
on. Yeah, I can take it.
So sitting there about 6, 7 o'clock last night, and my phone rings. And it says, Dave Jaconet, sell. Dave's our boss. He's our immediate boss. And so I go, huh. I wonder if I want to take that. It's got to be something serious, though. If he's calling, I better pick it up. Hello. Hey, Dave. How are you? I'm well, man. How are you? What's going on? I'm trying to sound like I'm relaxed, but I'm already nervous because, you know, the boss calling me. Typically,
it's Sunday at 7 p.m.
I'm waiting. Now, this is what I'm waiting to hear. Hey, we're making some changes at the radio station, and it's just not happening with the Eric Zane show. Or like, hey, can you come in? Can you come in?
Right now.
Like now. We've got to have a meeting. Now, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've only gotten this far in what I've done in this business by trying to be transparent. I was scared crapless when the phone rang because I'm still pretty damn gun shy. I haven't gotten over being fired, so I'm constantly looking over my shoulder, and it's not fun. But so I'm like, okay. Well, we've got a situation at the radio station.
This is getting worse and worse by the second.
I've shortened the phone call for the sake of this discussion, but this has taken like 12 minutes to get to this point. I want you to be aware of something very serious going on the fourth floor, which is where we were. Dave, what is it? There's an odor. What? Wait, what? Did you just say there's an odor? Yes. It smells. Okay. It's a bad smell, and we don't know. Wait. Are you telling me that it stinks? Like, is this metaphoric?
Your show smells.
No, I mean it smells like poo. I mean it smells like sewage, raw feces, human feces waste emanating through the fourth floor. We've got a perimeter built of fans. I mean, he says we actually have giant industrial fans that you see like in a shop to keep the air moving and they were imported from like a sweatshop in Bangladesh where they make socks just to keep the air circulating to avoid the feces smell on the fourth floor.
Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And I just wanted you to know. I go, well, thank you. First of all, again, thank you for being so unbelievably dramatic. We have got to work on your ability to
deliver news that isn't that bad.
That is not that bad. I can live with a stink. We've had this issue in the past. I don't know what happens here, but we work in a very, very old building, and I don't know what's going on with the physical plant part of it, but for some reason there is like a seepage that occurs, and I don't know what changes to make this happen, but it did take place again, and they're trying to get to the bottom of it, and he explained to me that he goes, it's unbearable. It's absolutely unbearable. And so apparently over the weekend, like all of the brass are walking through the hallways going,
yeah,
yeah, it still smells like butthole. This is definitely a high butt area. Oh, God, what are we going to do? We'll call Eric and tell him.
Yeah. Well, why did you get that call?
I didn't get
the call.
He wanted me to call, and then I saw that the email went out.
Yeah. Granted, so, I wouldn't have answered if he would have called me at 7 p.m.
Okay.
on Sunday. But
I was going to follow up, but I saw that Lori had sent an email about it, so I figured you were up to speed. Was it 7:45? Yeah. I figured you were probably winding down for the night.
What was I going
to
do? Do the show from home?
Yeah, I don't know. Just to warn you, I guess. And so I appreciated that they would tell me. 3 hours later, when the conversation ended, I was like, oh, well, okay, no big deal. And I wrote, all right, break number one. And actually, I said to him, when the phone call was winding down, I go, Dave, I need to know something. Yeah, okay, what is it? Is this topic off limits for discussion? I want to know now, because otherwise we're starting off with how the building smells like feces. We can't go 1 second without describing this phone call on the air. It's not off limits. Go ahead. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
This conversation went a little bit differently than he probably thought it was going to.
Well, I mean, come on.
It was more about Dave not getting to the point.
And the dramatic, it's the dramatic style that which he tells me. So then I walk in today, and I'm walking with Gravy. I go, hey, Gravy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's supposed to, he goes, yeah, I know.
So if you were walking with Gravy, you were like conditioned for it already.
Right, yes. So the elevator.
That's probably why you can't smell it.
Elevator doors open, and we're in the area where, and I smell nothing. It smells like it always smells. Open the door, and I'm like, I don't smell it. And then maybe after walking around here, there was a couple times when I detected a waft of it, but it was, Ben, did you notice it? Did it stand out to you?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No. I'm stuffed up.
That's
so
true. I'm not, like, dying from it. It's not bad as they made it seem, but I can definitely detect some sewage.
Yeah, it's faint. You remember that one time it happened in the past 9 months, 10 months? There was another incident that I think you had left, but somehow during the day it manifested and they were trying to track it down. That was the worst. This is nothing. This is like roses compared to what they were describing then.
It's not bad.
No, but...
But the email made it seem like, despite the best efforts, yada, 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 the sewer smell remains.
Don't worry about it. We're good. Whatever, if it bothers you.
I'd rather this than it be too hot.
Like, yeah, it's got one day. Oh my God.
It's like 90 degrees in here.
Speaking of smell, we sat and watched that frickin' Lions game on Saturday night like a lot of you did. The Packers, the last three games of the year of the regular season were
terrible.
Would drive you crazy, and it worked in elevated levels because they still had a chance late in the Giants game. The Dallas game was crazy and stupid because of the first half performance was solid, and then the second half they forgot to show up. And then the Green Bay game, as soon as Rodgers got going, he drove everybody crazy. And the Lions lost out and backed into the playoffs.
Yes.
Now, of course, I jumped on Twitter and said, Lions will win! Lions will win! You know, I just having fun. But deep down, I knew how this was going to go. And boy, did it.
There was a moment in the pregame, I knew they weren't going to win, but there was a moment in the pregame when they were like raising the 12 flag, the fans were going crazy. I was like, oh man, this is going to be really bad.
For the Lions.
For the Lions, yeah. Like, the fans were into it. I was like, oh my God.
But still, Lions started off as usual with some strong defensive plays, Zennerm with some nice runs, and then it was 0-0 with just a handful of minutes to go in the first. I watched the rest of the first half. I saw that crazy-ass touchdown pass caught by, was it Richardson? Richard?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he had like just a handful of catches all season.
Yeah, he had a handful of face masks too and when he caught it. But, you know, that's...
So what happens?
Okay, let's stop there. What I noticed is the Lions then proceeded to do nothing for the rest of the game. First of all, they had that fourth down at one point.
Which was one of the worst fourth down calls. I don't know what happened. They said, oh, he was the fourth option on that.
It was jacked.
And well, that should never have been an option.
Yeah, it was a weird play to begin with. Tony Dungy called out Caldwell on the halftime, and it just stumped to watch. And there wasn't a good moment from that point on. From that fourth down.
I'd argue there wasn't a good point in the entire game for the Lions. Well, what happened?
At least at that point, they were still. Yeah. I mean, it was still a close game.
Close game, but it was like. There's not a single point I could point to and be like, yeah, that was good.
Yep.
They were just off all the way.
It seems like Seattle's defense let Matthew Stafford have had the areas in between the hash marks. The problem was, of the 10 times he went there, 5 were caught, 5 were actually dropped. Like, they were actually wide open passes. And Eric Ebron is...
It's just awful.
If I'm Martha Ford, I walked into the locker room and said, give me your jersey right now. Give me your jersey. You're worthless. We'll cover you for the rest of your contract. You cannot fly home with the team. You're off the team. You're kicked out. Go find your own way home. Goodbye.
He was a top 10 pick. He was number 10. He should be a dominator right now.
The Lions
can't catch a ball.
They were actually disgustingly embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. You're like, oh, that's my team.
Just so bad. 6 points they managed. Just
thank God for Matt Prater, right?
Yeah, you know, really. I mean, that guy's your MVP, right?
Yeah.
For the team, he has to be.
Two 50-yard field goals?
Yeah.
I think they were both over 50.
And he smashed them, but enough about the kicking game. It's always bad when you look at the highlight as the kicker.
The kicker and the punter were the two best players on the team for the Lions, in my opinion. And I just hate Eric Ebron. He has that, like, goofy look on his face, and whenever he drops a pass, he's like, damn.
I should have. Darn it.
I'll catch
it
next time, man.
I'll keep trying.
I'll catch it.
They stink. They're so bad. And they didn't even look like a team that should be in the playoffs.
Oh, no. They didn't belong. They didn't belong on the same field. But no, we have Jim Caldwell coming back, so it's all good.
Man. And now they're going to pick like in the 20s.
21,
like 21,
yeah. That's the worst thing that could have happened. It would have been better just to miss the playoffs. Anyone who says otherwise is a lemming. Oh, we made the playoffs, though. That's cool. We backed into the playoffs.
Yeah, it just
the Lions
sucks.
Had the second easiest schedule in the NFL, and they almost lost most of the games.
It got tough the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Goose
once they actually started playing real teams.
It pisses me off because, you know, you had some success that made you think when they had 9 wins that things were they're looking, especially when they won at New Orleans. When they won
that was the only good game they played.
Thinking, okay, you know, I mean, maybe.
But when you come from behind in every game, every win except for one.
I love the team. I really do. I always root for them. I always cheer for them. But, man, it hurts to watch them. It is.
They could have been 1-15 this year.
With all those
comebacks,
close games, yeah.
The New Orleans one's the only one they actually won convincingly, but they could have been 1-15.
Well, back at it now with a full week of shows. We have Mike Tyson will join us on Thursday at 7:40. Looking forward to
pulling that in,
letting you hear that. Yeah, I'm writing it in now so you can have a chance to listen to that. Tyson was pretty cool. Julius almost made him cry. I think unless, you know, you it's hard to tell with his voice.
Oh, man.
But you kind of spun him out a little bit when you asked him the question about Muhammad Ali.
It's true.
But it was good. He even said, he goes, oh, man, that's a heavy. He goes, oh, man, that's really heavy. Tyson is, I think he's in a pretty decent spot from where he was, man. All the fame, all the fortune fried that guy's brain at a young age. And he seems to have it together now. Did you hear that he's training Chris Brown to fight Soulja Boy? The story just came out.
I thought it was going
to
be Rihanna.
Over the weekend. No, not fighting Rihanna. Apparently, these two have a beef, these two idiots. And Tyson, I just found out about this today, or else we would have mentioned it in the interview because we taped it last week, is going to fight Soulja Boy. One of these two R&B artists are going to fight. Oh, my God. What the hell?
What, this is actually like it's going to be a fight?
Yeah, they're going to fight. I don't know if it's going to be like a celebrity boxing style fight, but these two guys are supposed to. I'm sure it's all publicity stunt. But, I don't know. Coming up in just a few short minutes, in addition to later on a bunch of games we're going to play, we've got Harlem Globetrotters tickets to give away. They're going to be appearing at Van Andel for their yearly visit. And we also will play.
Are the Globetrotters still a thing that people care about?
Absolutely. Okay. A lot of, you know, this is the type of thing where they, you know.
It used to be huge. Is it still like a...
You know,
it's a sideshow, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is nothing to do in the dead of winter, and then all of a sudden 10,000 people show up at Van Andel Arena. And it's the fans love it, and it's fun. They had a guy on that team who was like 8 foot tall a couple of years ago. Gigantic guy. And there's a woman on the team who's been on there for actually some time. She'll join us this week on the show. We also have movie passes for Celebration Cinema. We'll do a Monday edition of Name That Movie Character in the 8 o'clock hour. But coming up in just a few short minutes at 6:28, there was a typo. What did you say? It was a Yahoo headline?
Yeah, the Yahoo News headline about like the Navy.
Yeah,
Trump wants a bigger Navy.
Trump wants a bigger Navy, and Yahoo News did a story about it. And this typo put into motion... It's one of the worst typos you could possibly imagine. And something called, that I hadn't heard of, called Black Twitter responded. Is that what you described it as?
Yes.
How the hell do you look at Black Twitter?
What? I don't know how you look at it. I think it's one of those things you know when you see it.
Okay. Well.
I'll Google it to see what it is exactly.
Well, they responded to this terrible typo about Yahoo, a headline, Donald Trump wants a bigger Navy. And this is ridiculous. We'll get to the story coming up at 6:28. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for the time. Till next time. Bye-bye.